I'm privileged to be with John Malai here, just outside Jordan's, and we're at the Booze, Blaz and Banter session. And John is about to read. And John, you've written a book called Steady as She Goes, which recalls your life on sea.
Yes, I have.
So what year is that cover, John? That was quite a while ago.
The years 1957 to 61.
Right. Okay.
And two of those years were spent away, like from 58 until 61.
Right.
It was spent away on one trip.
Yeah.
And I board a ship called the Irish Ash.
And what part of the world were you then?
Well, we travelled all over the world. And one of those years we spent chartered for 12 months to a Japanese company. So we traded mostly in the Pacific and around the Pacific and back to Japan. And Japan really, the ports of Japan were our home ports for that 12 months. And we went to all the islands in Japan. And there was lads on board the ship, especially one fellow, the carpenter. And he was engaged to be married before the trip started. And he put the engagement off about four times, thinking eventually like, the ship was going home, but the ship didn't go home for 2 years. So we all knew about his intended fiancée, Rosie. She was kind of like his sister to us all before the trip finished, because we were all the time listening about, you know, Rosie, and had to put off the marriage again, like, you know. But the instance about the All-Ireland final.
Yeah, I thought that this is a fascinating story.
Of course, 1959.
This is the great year, 59 for Waterford, yeah.
Waterford hadn't reached the final for years. So there was one Kilkenny lad on board the ship, and there was some Cork lads on board the ship. Now, Waterford had beaten Cork City in the semi-final, the Munster final, right? And we got the All-Ireland. Now, I was boasting that Waterford was going to beat Kilkenny. Naturally, I had to. But the Kilkenny lad was there, and we started taking bets between us on the match. But anyway, we were left Malt, and we were sailing south to a port in the Red Sea called Kassir to load phosphate for Japan. And that was the Sunday of the All-Ireland final as we were sailing through the Red Sea. So I said to the radio operator, is there any chance we could get a rebroadcast or get a result of the game? So he said, look, he said, there's a radio station in the Congo called Brazzaville, and it's a Belgian radio station, and it broadcasts shortwave radio, right? But that's the only radio station, he said, that we would rebroadcast this. So he looked up anyway, and he found that he would get a rebroadcast of the match at 6:30 on Monday evening. So sailing down the Red Sea, we got the match at 6:30 on Monday. Now, none of us knew the results naturally, right? And Waterford drew. So that was it. We loaded our phosphate in Kassir. We sailed from Kassir. And when the replay was due, we were sailing up the China Sea. So I asked the radio operator, well, what's the chances like? So he said, right, I'll get the rebroadcast again, he said, on the Monday evening. So sometime later on Monday evening, he got the rebroadcast again from Radio Brazzaville. And that was the game that Waterford won.
So you had the bragging rights with
from
North Waterford.
And I won a couple of quid on the trip after.
John, that's a fantastic story. Thank you very much. And the book is called?
Steady As She Goes.
Still in print and available in local Waterford shops.
Yeah,
well done. It's a fantastic read.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.